upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. This is your host speaking, Martin Horst, from the Netherlands, from the Oasis. And I have a very special guest tonight. Her name is Kelly Hampton. Welcome, Kelly.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yes, it's a great pleasure to have you. Just a very short time notice, and it's amazing that we get it all together, because
yes,
seeing how it all happened in such a short time.
Yeah, I appreciate you working with me on short notice. It's an exciting station and program you're offering to everyone, and I'm very excited to be here.
Yes, I'm delighted too. I'm very excited as well. I invited a lot of people on Facebook. I hope they don't mind spamming them with information. But we are trying to reach as many people as possible to get the news out there.
It's a wonderful thing. You know, the awakening, as Archangel Michael has said and spoken to many people and will continue to speak in the intergalactic councils, you know, the awakening is now.
It is now. It's happening now. So, dear Kelly, you are working with several people in a professional way. You are a channel, a healer, and you are you have many beautiful galactic beings that you work with, like Ashtar and Archangel Michael and the Pleiades. So maybe you can share a bit with your background, about your background with the listeners, what you are doing and how it developed in your life, how your psychic abilities came into play. And maybe later, if you have time, you can, well, let Commander Ashtar speak to you.
Yes, well, I be happy to do all those things. You know, for your listeners, about a year ago, to back up real briefly, my professional business for the last 20 years or so has been as an angelic channel and a medium, and I certainly did not consider myself a healer, as I tell people more recently, until Archangel Michael made me one. And how did he make me one? I mean, with the idea that, of course, we're all healers and we all have that capacity to heal oneself, but in the sense that I was not aware of what other purposes that maybe Michael had for me, and one of the purposes is it relates most directly, I suppose, to your show and maybe what your listeners are interested in, and that is in the context of the second book I channeled from Archangel Michael, 2012 and Beyond, The Truth from Archangel Michael. That came about a year ago. And in that context of that book, there's many enlightening information, as you can imagine, about what to expect and what not to expect and how to remove the fears that have been placed and masked in the humanity's forefront in some cases. It's also not a period that ends at 2012. The title of the book, you know, it's decades beyond. And so what is it? It's the awakening. So in the context of the book came first, I would say, and when I say things come to me, you know, I certainly am a professional counsel, and if people, you know, want sessions, I do that on a daily basis. But these other downloads of information just come to me. They've come, and what are they? The first book from Archangel Michael in 2005 is called Into the White Light. The second book I just mentioned here, 2012 and Beyond. And then the last download for now, because every day, I don't know, every day I wake up, every day is different, is this new healing system about the ascension that came from the Palladian Council, that came from Ashtar and the Pleiades, or the Star Galaxy, as Michael called, and that's called Star Healing Intergalactic Energy. And so that was downloaded to me about a year ago, maybe probably about a year and a half ago now. And I think that will be probably maybe of most interest to your listeners, hopefully. wise and powerful healing system. It is about the ascension. Archangel Michael taught me it, told me it, labeled everything for me. As the founder, and the source energy is, as I've tried to state here, I guess, maybe a different way, fifth dimensional energy. The source comes from the Palladian Galaxy. It's a healing system where we restructure in a molecular restructuring, as Michael's taught me, changing, shape-shifting in some cases, using gems, certain frequency tools that have to do with crystalline energy and the ascension, you know, vibrational frequencies that are associated with fifth dimensional, other universal sort of universes, frequencies in the healing system. And it is, so primarily that's what my work involves now, either giving the ascension healing to people all over the world, which can be done remotely, and I am doing it remotely, or teaching people how to do, to take the course primarily online when it's outside of the United States so I can spread this healing. So it is powerful. It's particularly useful, as Archangel Michael has channeled to me, told me, for souls under the age of 30 who have entered in with an altered strand of DNA already. You know, he wrote about it or spoke to me and said that you can continue, the world can continue to, you know, teaching or reading an old handbook, an old textbook, or you can pick up a new one and read new wisdom. And so he says, you know, I invite you to pick up the new one. So it's not just only for those under 30. Certainly, it's, you know, he says in many ways we have to educate, you know, those older than 30. But it's the most amazing thing I've ever experienced in my life, either myself as a practitioner, what the practitioners tell me they see and how the benefits of healing can really occur to anyone from 5 to 80. Those are the age range that right now, and star healing's in its infancy. But that's the energy is so powerful that I have guidelines really on how not to overuse it. So one of the guidelines is by age, and there are others, but it is a very powerful and wise source. I can demonstrate it now after a year and a half of being the teacher and the facilitator of the system, as well as people that have experienced it all over the world, and the practitioners that are joining in every day to learn it to heal others.
Well, your story sounds very beautiful and fascinating, and those healing energies that Archangel Michael gave to you, together with these Pleiadian forces, and you're speaking about young-aged people under the 30s. I just had a chat today with my friend Cora about young people between 20 and 24 in the Netherlands that were abducted by ETs. This doesn't happen anymore since the year 2000, by the way. But it seems that the healing energies are, in this time of our history, really developing into a very high state. But those indigos, or star seeds, however you want to call them, they are waking up the world.
Yes, I'm hearing sometimes I don't even think it's me speaking, Martin. You know, the answer is yes, we are. And so not me personally, you, all of us collectively, along as with, you know, the guidance that we're getting. It's the most exciting time to be alive, and Michael would say it, the Ashtar said it, you know, in mankind's human developmental time in 2,000 plus years, you know, it's a time for great celebration. And so the star seeds, the indigos, the crystalline, many of the, let's say, children that have experienced star healing, for example, you know, what I tell them, for example, is I've been taught when there's sacred symbols that are given amongst everything else we do, and we use sound frequency and certain moves that strip away layers of mass that have been put into the energy bodies by nefarious beings and so on. You know, I might say, well, here's Archangel Michael's white feather of protection. And most of the, you know, enlightened young ones say, tell me. Because star healing is not a silent form of healing. There's quite a bit of talking. That's one part of the ascension where we're equals. So I've been taught there's quite a bit of talking, and so people, kids mostly, younger people will often tell me, it's not white at all. You know, they'll say the feather is pink or striped or polka dotted or something. And so the level of involvement, you know, does that mean that the souls like that, you know, Michael says and Ashtar has proclaimed that have entered in with higher DNA, does that mean that they still don't have, you know, the human experience, and they still don't have, you know, wounding to take care of, or, you know, either by acceptance or physical body? No, of course, they're in a human vessel still. It just means that there needs to be a system in place that they know, you know, when there's a place in Star Healing where we take them on the journey. And for those that are aware, really, the journey is to the Palladian galaxy. For those that are afraid, then they don't know where they're going. All they know where they're really going is to peace and calm, the most peaceful, calming energy they have. And when you give peace and calm, as I've been taught, you can't have illness in the body. So illness, physical illness, emotional illness. Also, for example, in star healing, We work to take away past lives, you know, the energetic component of past lives. So why is this important? Because I've been taught, again, we're restructuring fourth-dimensional beings, us, all of us, really, to fifth-dimensional bodies, crystalline bodies. And as Archangel Michael has said, unless you've lived a past life where you were already living a life of total love and kindness, 99.99 times out of 10, the 1/100th time, lifetime, you can presume that that energy system, those memories are not valid and they're not going to be part of fifth dimensional energy. So that's why their removal is going on.
So yeah, there's a lot of... Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I hope I'm not throwing out too many things at once, but it's exciting to, share around the world, really, and I'm so excited that your show and people like you are, you know, breaking through old thoughts. I mean, that's what so much of the awakening is, you know, whether it's global, which it is, whether it's universal, whether it's regional, you know, all the mass that have been filtered in into our own fourth dimensional energy bodies. So it's
very exciting to see how many people are waking up and connecting through Facebook and other networks and sharing all this information of light and love and ascension. And I have a question to you about ascension. How soon do you think that these crystalline bodies will come into place?
Oh, Michael says they're in place. Ashtar says they're in place now. Yeah, they're in place now. He says, offer them clarity. I'm hearing, I'm channeling. He's saying, offer them clarity, please, so that when the question is asked in the future, the response is still, it's in place now. When will they be? When you have an ascension-type healing. This is not the only ascension-type healing in your world today, certainly not, but it is one of the very most, you'd say, cutting-edge forms of healing. So when you say, when is it? It's when you experience it. And that's energetically and molecularly. In a learned sense with the mind, they're saying that the crystalline body, the energy for that placement is all you have to do is they're saying reach out and touch it. So this is nothing that's projected 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. It's now. Now. They're saying all you have to do is accept it.
Exactly. And children that are born now are born with 12 strands of DNA already. And by the way, it's not like seeing it in linear time, as I understand from other teachings from Mike Quincy and Sheldon Neidel. Salusa, of course. But what I understand is that it's not about time. It's about vibration. It's about density. When we reach the fifth dimension or level in our consciousness, we are there. And we can do that ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That's what that means. Can you do it yourselves? Yes. It's not as though you need a mystical token. However, some souls, because of their vibration, will find it really, 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 really difficult to ascend without a healing tool that will help them get there. It's sort of like, can everyone find Jamaica on a map and get there? Yes. There's helping me with this. Yes. Are there tools to get to Jamaica, for example, quicker and faster? Absolutely, and that's what Star Healing is.
Beautifully put. And maybe for the listeners, it will be interesting that you share your websites with them so that they can buy your books or attend lectures or do sessions with you. Maybe it's a wise idea to share some basic information about yourself.
Well, yes, I'd love to do that, and I will do it just in a second. I also would like to put out there before, I know we've got a short guest spot here today, but in an effort to spread Star Healing awareness, certainly if somebody's interested and they don't find what they need or they want additional information, please, contact me. I also have just started doing remote healings. As a gift. So, yes, it's my profession, and yes, I honor income, and prosperity, but yes, I also offer the Star Healing system remotely around the world. I had my first session that I offered a couple of weeks ago, and I'll be doing more of that, and we have other things in place to have people become aware. So, it's not, let me try to say it this way. Ascension energy, with the ascension energy, it's very powerful. I think I mentioned that. It's not like Reiki. It's with all due respect, and Michael would say, I honor all forms of healing. But it's very powerful, and so I'm very mindful about over-giving, and I teach you know, not to overgive and use the air of caution when either receiving the ascension healing or getting training to be a practitioner for oneself. Let me get the site in real quick. It's www.starhealingenergy.com. And people can certainly add me or look me up as Kelly Hampton on Facebook. That is a very valuable tool to sort of see when maybe the next free session remotely will be given, their mini sessions or anything else about my whereabouts.
Okay, so that's wonderful. So I will repeat just for the listeners, it's Kelly Hampton, and you can find her on Facebook via my contacts or just add her yourself. And you are a beautiful source of information, very rich. Are there some things you want to share with the listeners? Because you have about 8 minutes and then you have to leave, huh?
Yes. I guess I would share that about the healing system. I'm very grateful that I have practitioners. I live in the United States, but I do have practitioners through the online program, either certified now or in training, which from Germany, Australia, Canada, Norway, United Kingdom, South Africa, did I already mention? And so hopeful that the modality will continue to spread. It's, you know, Michael, you know, and Ashtar bring people to all of us, and, you know, we all have guides, and, you know, but it's interesting that the way the practitioner, the way this early modality is growing, and it's truly in its infancy, you know, they're picking quadrants of people, you know? So it's not like everybody's in India or everybody's in the United States. And so if anyone is remotely interested in experiencing ascension healing benefits, migraines are gone, peace and calm are restored to people, fears are released. Many, many wonderful, wonderful things are coming from the hands of my practitioners that I've taught and also, of course, the system itself. So that, I suppose, is worthy of mentioning again.
Yes, exactly. May I ask you a question, Kelly, about your idea about disclosure, the official announcement that we are not alone and that intelligent life from other universes and other star systems are here, engaged in our planet, and how soon do you think that this announcement will be made?
Well, I'm hearing any day now. Any day now is what I'm hearing, okay? Any day now. It is what Michael writes. It's really like the first page of the introduction of 2012 and beyond. Michael says, it may come as a surprise to you, and I have to earn your trust so you read the rest of the text. But simply stated, for most of you that are reading these words, Earth simply is not your home. So
now the cosmos.
That's up front in the beginning of 2012 and beyond. And so, what is our home? You know, the oneness, the frequency of the Pleiadians, particularly. You know, that frequency is oneness, and we will all be into oneness at one time soon.
I'm so much looking forward to it, and I feel it's coming very close. Many people that I'm in contact with on Facebook and around here in the Oasis in the Netherlands. It's a beautiful place for lectures. If anybody is listening in the Netherlands, we'll invite in anybody for lectures, and soon we'll do an announcement on our website. So stay tuned for that. And of course, we try to make ET First Contact Radio bigger, and I even plan to make another radio station called intergalacticradiostation.com. And all the light workers like Sheldon Idle, Greg and Wendy Sangari, Laura Pentia from 2012 Indie Info, Steve Becko, they're all welcome to join us and make this really big and spread the news out and inform as many people as possible. And what I'm planning to do is that after First Contact, when the Pleiades will really be here, is that I will do live interviews with off-world, beautiful human-like or other insectoids, it doesn't matter, beings, to get the word out. That's my plan, to not only now, this is called ET First Contact Radio. What I want to do
is to continue this after Disclosure and First Contact and do interviews with Pleiadians, Syrians, Arcturians, whatever.
Well, if I have a few more seconds left, a few more minutes, I'm hearing, because they're Ashtar, they're saying, we can make contact now, let's do it now. So I can certainly provide that as a channel if we have a minute left.
Shoot.
Okay, let me listen now. Okay, Ashtar, you've got your vehicle. Speak. Okay, thank you. So this is channel information. Okay, we are here. We are here, and when if you're asking when the ships will be noted, he said the ships have already been noted, especially in southern France in the hemisphere where you say. It's not so much the noting of the ships. I mean, that's one way that, you know, our presence will be noted. But it's also in the most urban areas, in the most mundane ways. In other words, have we presented our wisdom? Yes, clearly so, in many ways. Have we physically presented ourselves in physical forms? Yes. If you're asking for, like, the global awareness, when will those who are in politics, for example, world power, have done rubber masks in some cases pulled down away from them? That's within the next 3 to 4 years. When will people start to know of it? Now, and it's already been happening. And this is time for great celebration. This is not fear. So the words extraterrestrial could certainly be enlightened and transformed to be light beings of the fifth dimension. It's the same. Esther's saying, it's the same if I have your cooperation and understanding. So will there be physical sightings? Yes, already have been. Will there be more? Yes. Will the global awareness be there in 3 years' time? Yes. What the period between now and then is continued readiness. So the global consciousness is ready for what? Peace and understanding and openness, you see? This is not, we need to create this space, like padding in a mattress, you might say, padding in a pillow, okay? Because we understand that your world is still evolving, still creating, still breathing. So that when the full disclosure is made, that's what I think your original question was to us, there'll be acceptance. You see, if we made the global awareness today in the here and now, many would still be running and hiding in their burrows, and this is certainly far from fifth dimensional energy. So it is within this 3-year period that there will be full and total disclosure. Do not be fearful. Do not seek and run. If you seek and run anywhere, seek and run to your neighbor and embrace them with love and kindness and eyes that see nothing but total love. This is what we would be asking of each and every one of you from now until the 3-year period, what we can certainly call full and total disclosure.
Beautiful. Well, I hope that many people will not fear and wake up to the truth and stay in their love and light. And by the way, I want to say that all the light workers that are here and listening, that when disclosure happens, that our family and friends who are not prepared for it and not have been following this information, and the idea is to calm them down, to let them stand in the light, stand in the love, and this will be a great job for many light workers to do, and I think we are ready for it. Many are ready for it, especially if you are listening to this program. It means that you're ready for this work. So, how many time do you have left, Kelly?
Maybe 2. I would speak all day on this if given the opportunity, but if there's anything finally that I can impart with your listeners or you, I'd be happy to do that. Otherwise, I look forward to maybe another time.
Well, you're welcome anytime, and I want to ask you, I want to wish you a lot of good luck for your health, for your appointment, and that the work you do will be stimulated by the divine love of Archangel Michael and Ashtar and the Pleiades. And dear listeners, what I will do is continue myself the next half an hour of the show. And Kelly, thank you for being here. And soon maybe we can do a whole hour interview again.
I would certainly love that. And thank you so very, very much. Many blessings to you and your show and your work.
Many blessings to you, Kelly. And maybe just quickly give your website again.
Sure. Thank you. It's www.starhealingenergy.com.
All righty. So off you go now. And namaste, love and light. And
namaste.
We'll keep in touch.
Ciao.
Ciao. Bye-bye. All right. Right, my dear friends. So this was Kelly. Kelly just shared some beautiful information with us. We have 30 minutes left for the show, and I'm going to talk a bit about the latest channels that came out from the Pleiadian High Council. Salusa from today. It was a beautiful message. What I'm going to do now first is play a very short tune of music from the album that I started with the show. Because you are used to this introduction music, the Intergalactic Cruise Mix. But right now I'm playing Mike Oldfield, and he is, of course, a very insightful musician that made some awesome music to wake up the world. And so what I will play now is First Landing, and I think that's very appropriate for the time we are living now. And of course, we are all waiting for the landings, the mass landings from the Galactic Federation of Light. And I love you all, and we'll be back with you in a couple of minutes. Yeah, I'm back again with you, all dear beloved UFO lovers, light workers, ascended masters, whatever. You are listening from good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. This is Martin Horst, your host on BBS Radio, on ET First Contact Radio. And I got a lot of busy communication, a lot of people trying to reach me on Skype. I will be with you after the show, my friends. And I think we have people listening from all over the world now, from Ecuador, from Ghana, from India, from China. It's amazing. And from Poland, of course. My dear friends, what I want to do now is discuss a little bit with you about the information that's coming through via the channel called Mike Quincy. I think most of you are familiar with him. His information is just awesome, and Salusa, the being from Sirius, is giving the news out in the world, and he's doing that in a very profound and deep and beautiful and loving way. And Mike Quincy is a friend of me as well. I interviewed him, I think, back in March, and you can download the archive on BBS Radio. Go to my website. It's bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio. And then you can go to the subscribe archives page and download any interview that you like. For example, Alfred Lumbermont Weber, Sheldon Idle, Estaria Venus, Greg and Wendy Sangari, Laura Pantilla, from 2012 Indie Infos, of course, and many others that I forgot. Robert Potter, Jeffrey Faulkner, many others. So what I will do now is read a short paragraph of today's message from Salusa. What I want to share with you is the depth and the beauty of this message, the purity of it, and the nearness of the coming changes. So it's Salusa of 15 August 2011. In the heavy vibrations of duality, your physical bodies easily tire. And as each day ends, you need to recuperate by taking a period of sleep. Everything is very conventionally arranged so that you have night and day that fits with your needs to re-energize yourselves. Consequently, you spend around a third of your lifetime sleeping. And you know that it is necessary, as if you are deprived of sleep, you become ill. As you rise up, so that all changes as you begin to absorb the energy that is around you. Eventually, you need little but short rest period and no longer require your present intake of solid food to refuel your body. In fact, your life is no longer ruled by day and night and day, as you will be in a dimension that has constant light. With your new bodies of crystalline cells, you will find that the conditions in which you live are exactly right for your needs. Be assured that when you do have a heavy physical body, there are no pangs of hunger or tiredness as you experience now. Now, this was the first paragraph of Salusa from 15 August. What I want to elaborate on in this paragraph is that what's happening in my personal life the last couple of days is that I require less sleep, I eat less, I do more work. I'm a kind of in the zone, very concentrated on what I'm doing. And as I'm communicating with many other light workers all over the world, I feel they have the same thing going on. A friend of me I just chatted with, and she said she wants to give me hugs during the interview, and I feel she's doing it now. Welcome, Kristen. So, what I want to say is that we are really waking up now to the fifth dimension. The energies are increasing. They are becoming more and more powerful, and the low vibration is increasing, and our bodies are changing. And by the way, the stock markets, they went up again a few points today, but that's all an illusion. And I still can't imagine how the dark above is trying to maintain this old paradigm, because it's not working anymore. And you will say that within a few days, those stock markets will drop back to zero. And Nesara is looming around the corner, and Nesara is, of course, the National Economic Security and Reformation Act that was signed by President Bill Clinton. Didn't happen because of the 9/11 attacks, but it's going to happen soon. And Saint Germain is of course the one that is the creator of that whole idea in the 17th century. He incarnated in many lifetimes, and he has done an extensive amount of work on this planet. And if you want to know more about Saint Germain, go to paoweb.com. It's www.paoweb.com. It's the website of Sheldon Neidel. And last month he did a webinar about the Ascended Masters. And just check to be sure, because there's a DVD coming out from this webinar, and he presents the Ascended Masters, Saint Germain, Buddha, the Christ, and many others. And he has done that in such a detailed way, and as far as I'm concerned, you can't find that information more detailed anywhere else on the web. So paoweb.com, and also check the updates. Tomorrow is Tuesday, and from Tuesday to Wednesday, depending on what time zone you are, there will be a new update from Sheldon Neidel, and I'm very much looking forward to read it. And by the way, Wonder of the Skies is a new channel that's channeling information from non-human ETs that are, of course, of the Low Vibration and the Fifth Dimension. And you can read them on www.galacticchannelings.com. And it's a very good website for very good channels. Montesquieu, Wonder of the Skies, Salusa, Sheldon Idol, and many others. I think I forgot Blossom Goodchild as well. And what the beautiful thing about it is that if you are living in China, or if you are living in France or Germany, when you open the page, you can choose your own language. And I think in the meantime, there are now about 35 languages, even Hebrew. And I hope that Arabic will be soon on it, because there are many people who speak Arabic in this world. So, you know, in the English language, most channels that are being spread around the internet with extraterrestrial intelligence are mostly English spoken. But of course, everybody in the world is waking up. Channels are, more and more people are having contact with Salusa from Sirius, like Laura Tycho, and you should check her website, 2012indieinfos.com, and she's recently getting messages from Salusa, and it's more on a personal or healing level, because Mike Quincy, as he brings out the information from Salusa, is more, it's more background information, more things that happen behind the scenes, so that's more... For knowing when disclosure will happen and all the developments. And then, of course, Sheldon Idle is more detailed about the ascension process and first contact and Agartha, inner earth. And soon we'll make contact with our inner earth cousins. Ak means inner and Artha means earth. And Wonder of the Skies is, in fact, very daring in what he's saying. He doesn't give his name out, and I completely concur with him, because the information he's getting out is really, really like seeing what's happening behind the scenes. You know, it's like he is with them in the meetings that are taking place between the Galactic Federation of Light, the Ascended Masters, and the Dark Cabal. It's just beautiful. And what happened on June 20th, when I interviewed Sheldon Idle, he called into VBS Radio, and he verified there some questions with Sheldon, and that was beautiful. And then I almost forgot Susanna Spooner, which I also interviewed a couple of months ago. Her website is theartofuniversalknowing.com, and she has also wonderful information that is also posted on readyfortheshift.com and also on stevebecko.com and on indieinfos.com. And Suzanne is a wonderful light worker, and I'm very happy with her in the light workers community. I started to read this message from Salusa, the first paragraph. It was about our bodies changing and our needs that are changing because of the energy influxes that are happening. And, I just would like to share another paragraph with you that was in the message today, and then I would like to elaborate a bit on it. So here we go. Life on Earth has its high points, but it will never match the advantages of living in the higher dimensions. Perhaps you will find that the most acceptable change is in respect of your use of time. Where on earth you often find it difficult to fit everything in, you will experience the exact opposite, having all the time you need to follow your pursuits. More so, if you were keen to develop your artistic talent, you could, for example, call back Rembrandt and benefit from his experience. It has been pointed out that with the higher vibrations, you will use your increased powers of thought and will tend to be more creative with them. So, my dear friends, this is something that we can look forward to, that we can instantly create art work or anything that we want to be created, and we can exercise in, the, in this will happen, of course, after ascension is complete. But we have so much looking forward to. And 13,000 years ago, after the fall from Atlantis, we were dropped into duality and the third dimension. To learn these lessons, it was our own choice to participate in this. But now this exercise is ending, and we can become who we really were, meaning fully galactic, fully conscious beings of light, and join the galaxy, join our friends from so many star systems, mainly the Pleiades, of course. So we have so much to look forward to, and I'm very happy that this is all happening, and that this information is spreading like a fire now on the internet. I have seen so many messages today, and maybe it's a good idea, it's just an advice from me. If you are in the Lightworkers community on Facebook, there are many groups like Salusa and the Galactic Federation. And there are other ones like Talk, The Art of Universal Knowing, Lucas Infos, 2012 Indie Infos, many more, let me think, Awake and United, UFO Connection 2012, Lightworkers United. And if you join these groups, you can post messages there and also read messages from other lightworkers. And like this, the information is spreading like a fire and everybody's waking up. And by the way, I just have a very strange idea, and I will do it. And it's something I dare, because I thought to do it before, and I never got a chance because I always have somebody to interview, which is wonderful, of course. But now that we have about 10 minutes left, I want to call the White House live and ask for disclosure. What do you think about it? You just have to look for the contact. Let me see, it's in my Skype contacts. Little bit of patience, please, my dear friends. Just have to sort it out. Okay, here we go. Where is it? White House. Come on. All right, White House, okay. By the way, the number is 001-202-456-1111. Do it, ask for disclosure. Get the truth out, add to conference, here we go. Office. So. Okay, calling the White House, my friends, live in the show, live on ET First Contact Radio. We'll speak with somebody from the White House. Okay, just move my... Silence, please, silence. I think something went wrong. I'll try it again. Where are we? White House. Okay, let's try it again. Add to conference. Let's see. I hope it works now. Busy. How can it be busy? Are they aware of what we are doing? Hope not. Try it again. They're busy. Is everybody calling the White House right now asking for this disclosure? Just go ahead. 001-202-456-1111. Go ahead. Ask for full galactic disclosure. An announcement by the president that we are not alone in this universe, that we have contact with benevolent extraterrestrial beings. Ask that President Obama says that they are benevolent and that we are not alone, and that free energy should be used all around the globe instead of this polluting waste of fossil fuels. I'm fed up of it. I want free energy for everybody. Why do we continue? Nezara now. The National Economic Security and Reformation Act. Abundance for everybody. Okay, let me see what's happening. Okay. White House, where are you? Okay, cool. Add to conference. Here we go. Oh, here we go.
Thank you for calling the White House comment line.
Here we go.
We appreciate your call. Please stay on the line, and a volunteer operator will be with you shortly. If you prefer to call back at a different time, our direct telephone number is 202-456-1111. Again, that's 202-456-1111. For additional information about the White House, please visit www.whitehouse.gov. And to share your thoughts, click on the words Contact Us on the upper right-hand corner of the page. For government information by topic, please visit www.usa.gov. Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for calling the White House comment line. All comment line operators are currently assisting other callers. Please hold for the next available volunteer operator. For additional information about the White House, please visit www.whitehouse.gov. And to share your thoughts, click on the words Contact Us on the upper right-hand corner of the page. For government information by topic, please visit www.usa.gov. If you prefer to call back at a later time, our direct number is 202-456-1111. You will experience silence while waiting. Your call is important to the President. Thank you for your patience.
Waiting.
If you are calling about White House tour information, please press 1. If you are calling about presidential greetings, please press 2. For the White House mailing address and fax number, please press 3. To speak with the next available operator, please stay on the line.
Nazara now.
Our comment line volunteer operators are assisting other callers. Please continue to hold. Thank you for holding. You may continue to hold for the next comment line operator. If you prefer to call back at a later time, our direct number is 202-456-1111. For additional
Did everybody write that down, the number?
It's www.whitehouse.gov. And to share your thoughts, click on the words Contact Us on the upper right-hand corner of the page. For government information by topic, please visit www.usa.gov. Thank you again for your patience. Thank you for holding. You may continue to hold for the next comment line operator. If you prefer to call back at a later time, our direct number is 202-456-1111. For additional information about the White House, please visit www.whitehouse.gov. And to share your thoughts, click on the words Contact Us on the upper right-hand corner of the page. For government information by topic, please visit www.usa.gov. Thank you again for your patience.
Please, please, please.
Thank you for holding. You may continue to hold for the next comment line operator. If you prefer to call back at a later time, our direct number is 202-456-1111. For additional information about the White House, please visit.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the White House comment. May I please have your brief comment for the President today?
Yes, sure. This is a wonderful opportunity. My name is Martin Horst. I'm from the Netherlands, and I would like to ask the dear President Obama
is two things. It's the first thing is NESARA. It's called the National Economic Security and Reformation Act that was enacted in 1999 by President Bill Clinton, and to do this announcement as soon as possible. And the second part that I want to ask is that President Obama does full disclosure about the fact that we are not alone in the universe, and that extraterrestrial races, which are benevolent, want to make contact with us, and that he does that announcement as soon as possible via all major media stations in the world.
Okay, I'll deal on both of those. Thank you for calling, sir.
Yes, and may I just share some small information with you? This call is being transmitted live on the radio station, and we have about 1,300 listeners. And all those people are going to call the White House to ask for disclosures. So there are many people in the world who are aware of the situation. So I would like to ask you, my dear lady, to put pressure on this question. Is that clear? Hello? Okay. Well, I think it was clear. She hang up. We have about 3 minutes left. On ET First Contact Radio, and we have to wrap up, my friends. Call the White House, 001 if you're calling from another country, 202-456-1111. Thank you for listening. Next week I will have another guest. I don't know who it will be, but it will be somebody interesting like today, and everything is going to work fine for us. Just keep on reading those messages on galacticchannelings.com, stevebecko.com, readyfortheshift.com, and 2012 Indie Infos, 2012 Lucas Infos, and all of them. Just subscribe, go to multidimensions.com, go to paoweb.com for the information from Sheldon Idle, order some DVDs. I'll be back next week. I love you all, and I wish you a wonderful NESARA and disclosure. Bye-bye.